Looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, July 24th of 2024. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's always nice to be here. I think I say that every week. We're in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre and the Gawler Cultural and Heritage Centre. I'll kick off with 150 years ago through the Bunyip. Serious alarm of fire. On Friday evening, an accident occurred in one of the workshops of Mr. Fowler, cabinet maker, Murray Street. One of the workmen, while engaged in the mattress shop, which sounds like fun, which is occupied to some extent with straw, accidentally struck the kerosene lamp suspended from the roof and shivered it. The blazing contents flying amongst the straw, which was quickly in an alarming state of conflagration. Fortunately, however, it was got under by the energetic efforts of Mr. Fowler and his men, assisted by friendly neighbours. Wow. Imagine having kerosene lamps where you're
over
dealing with straw.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess they had no choice. It was kerosene lamps or candles.
Yeah, well, yeah. That was the lighting, yeah. Wasn't it? Mm. But, yeah.
Fire risk in that period was huge.
It was huge. It was horrendous. And, yeah. You know, we don't know how lucky we are with workplace laws that actually protect people. We really don't.
No, we are very lucky. We don't appreciate it. We grumble about it. But when you look back, even, you know, when I was a child, I knew people that had horrific injuries from workplace practices.
Yeah, my dad had a terrible workplace injury, so he was a boss.
So, on to 100 years ago. New telephones. There was quite a boom in new telephone subscribers at Freeling, linesmen having been busy for several weeks. It is fully expected that the Freeling Exchange before long will be on the continuous list, which will be of great advantage. It has been learned from reliable authority that within 5 months, Freeling will have full use and benefit of the electric light scheme now in course of erection from Osborne through Gawler, Kapunda, Angaston and other centres passing through here. So it's 20th century really kicking off there, isn't it?
It really was.
Telephone connection and electricity connection spreading out across the country.
What a difference it makes. What a difference it made. And, you know, what a difference mobile technology's made. 50 years ago, councils may go. Four existing local government areas in the district disappear under recommendations by the Royal Commission into local government boundaries released this week. The four areas are centred at Lindock, Barossa District Council, Williston, Muddlawarri District Council, Smithfield, Munnoparra District Council and Freeling District Council. Under the new boundary set up, Gawler Town Council's administrative area takes in part of the present areas of all four of the centres to be cut out. The Commission said it had also accepted the concept of one council for the area serviced by the Barossa Valley towns. I think that's where they went wrong. They probably should have foreseen that Barossa Valley doesn't end on the edge of Gawler, that Gawler needed to future-proof with expansion up to Sandy Creek, which is probably more on the edge of the Barossa Valley than Gawler is.
Yes. But Barossa took too much, probably, or too much was given to Barossa.
Yes, I think so. And like the same, I think they really didn't do the right thing. But anyway, 50 years ago, to be wise in hindsight.
Yes, it is, when Muddlawarri ceased to exist.
Yes, and Freeling.
Yes. So, 25 years ago, tied vote on winery. Kapunda and Light Council has refused consent to a proposal to establish a modern winery at Maranangah, but only after a tied vote. Nearly 200 people packed Freeling Recreation Centre for the special meeting. Despite the fact that this was clearly an emotive issue, there were no outbursts and the meeting proceeded in an orderly manner. In his report, planner Jeff Garrett said public consultation had resulted in 27 written representations, with 22 indicating they or their representatives wished to be heard. This resulted in 14 speakers, all of whom opposed the development. Councillor Kevin Schiller moved the recommendation, and all councillors spoke briefly before a vote was taken, resulting in 4-4 and 4 against. This left Chairman Councillor Des Shanahan with a casting vote. He said he would maintain the status quo and vote against the proposal. So I wonder what they mean by a modern winery.
Well, I think they've got it now anyway.
Yes,
I think they got it through eventually because it seems to be pretty modern now. They're talking about sepals.
Maranango?
Oh, Maranango. Yeah, I think they've got it through since then.
Yes, I'm sure they have.
I mean, none of us like change, really. We were playing canasta on Tuesday night and we decided to deal and play in the opposite direction. I'll tell you what, we had so many laughs because we had to keep on shouting at each other, no, it's my turn, just because we dealt going backwards.
When you do something in a system.
Yeah.
And I have that with cooking, and if I change it then I just get confused.
Yeah. So
like
people,
I have my system and I have to stick with it.
Yeah. And I can understand why people might not want to, a winery to get bigger, but you have to let things evolve. I don't know whether it did happen or not. Oh, be interesting.
Yes.
10 years ago, left in the dark, visibility issues on Cheek Avenue have been put under the spotlight by Gawler East residents. Street lighting on the road at night is so poor it has caused several accidents on the main thoroughfare, with substandard illumination creating issues for vehicles and pedestrians. Cheek Avenue resident Trevor Bell Chambers labelled the situation a disaster waiting to happen. At night, it is hopeless. There are these little orange glows up in the air. They give no light on the ground, he said. I feel it is really unsafe. It is a danger. It shouldn't be like this in this day and age. This is a main road now. Right. Well, I wonder if they got their new...
Still fairly dark up there at night.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I don't go up Cheek Avenue. I mean,
one of the
why would
Angus's
I?
Friends lives on there. So quite often drop him up there.
Oh, okay. So you'd be familiar with it.
Yes,
yeah.
But I don't say it's dangerous. It's car headlights.
How can... Yeah, caused accidents. Mm. Okay, whatever. So that's the end of July 24th.
Yeah.
And we'll speak to you on the next edition.
For all light signs.